We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
You're listening to KDWA Radio, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and when you hear Starship playing We Built the City on Rock and Roll, it's time to check in with city staff of the City of Hastings. I'm Mike Rood, your host for the next half hour, and I have in the studio with me today the Hastings Community Development Director, John Hinsman. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
How's everything going today?
Going well. I can get around prior to the snow, so things are going good today.
We're looking at a stark, cold, but sunny day here in Hastings, and I hope you can get out to enjoy it. But for right now, we're going to chat with John a little bit about what's going on around the City of Hastings. And I'd like to start today, John, if I could, with the annual community development report that you are working up and getting ready to prepare for this for the City Council. Can you go through that for us a little bit, please?
Sure, Mike. I'll give you some highlights of the report. Every year we put together a summary of some of the activities that we're involved in within community development. In community development, we look at building activities, economic development, city planning, so things that are being constructed and planned around the community. And so when we look back at 2019, we had some interesting projects that came up and some projects that are coming to completion. You know, one of the items that we've been working on for a number of years has been the confluence or the renovation of the former Hudson Manufacturing property on the riverfront. As you've probably seen over the last decade or so, we've owned that building, and there hasn't been a particularly a lot that's been going on the outside of it. There's been a lot of things that have gone on behind the scenes in trying to make things workable for that building. But this year, we really saw some changes occur. Thanks to about $5 million in grant funding, we were able to start work on a park development project between the building and the river. And so we had an enhanced trail that was put in there. There is a new 3,000 square foot overlook that's being constructed utilizing some of the old piers of the former building, which will be a cool aspect to it. The great thing is that the project itself, there's about $1 million going into the park through grant funding, and that park will be owned and operated by Confluence Development, but will have a public use easement over it to allow use by the public. So there'll be more programming and more events within there. So when you take a look at the activity that's been occurring downtown along the riverfront in the last couple of years with the pavilion and the various activities, this is really an extension to that even further to the west. And so that was started this year. We're finishing up environmental work within the building. As Mike and I were discussing a little bit prior to going on air, it's kind of like if you had an old house and imagining the renovation involved in that, and you times that by 10, 20 on what you might anticipate in an old building like this. It's challenging, but at the end of the day, we'll have a piece of history of Hastings being preserved and reused in the future. What that reuse will consist of will be 69 hotel rooms, 22 apartments, and then banquet facility, restaurant, and a few other shops and facilities within the site. So we'll have a great activated bookend to Hastings, and that'll be something that'll be completed at the end of this year, at end of 2020. So you'll be seeing a lot more activity going on that site. When you take a look at other things we've been involved in over the last year, we've had apartment construction occurring. We've had a 90-unit building constructed and just opened up just east of the industrial park on Voyager Parkway, part of the development there. And then we're under construction right now, another 60-unit building located off of County Road 47 and 31st Street. That, in combination with the 20 units that's going in at Schoolhouse Square, that's going to raise almost 200 units, new apartment units within the city. And we haven't had much apartment construction in years. we're hopeful what that will do is allow for a couple of things. Number one, with our workforce, it'll allow more people to come into town that could be employed in a lot of the vacant jobs that we have right now. If you drive around the industrial park, you'll see signs, help wanted. We'll have more opportunities for people to live there, which will be great. So those are under construction. And so we were working on those last year. We hired a new economic development coordinator to help us out with the economics, housing, and other items that we have been looking at over the years. And Rusty Fifield's been a tremendous asset to the city and has hit the ground running. He comes in with 40 years of experience and has been a real asset to the development. And so we take a look at what's going on in the upcoming year here. Well, we look to have more development continuing. We will have a new senior housing apartment building that we anticipate at the Schoolhouse Square site. That's right behind Green Mill restaurant, right at 10th and Vermilion Street. This would be an affordable 90 unit, what's termed an independent care facility, which means people, senior citizens, would live there independent. And that is an item that's going to be going before our city council coming up here in February, and hopefully construction will start shortly after that. So that'll add some senior housing, which is something that we've been hearing it has been a deficiency within the city. Also, we'll have our first single housing development in almost a decade coming in here, a new annexation to the city, which on the west end near General Sieben Drive and Northridge Drive. This will bring in a 40-acre piece to be developed into 120 home sites. The home sites themselves will be probably half single family and half what's termed a villa home, which is kind of a smaller single family lot or what's sometimes called a detached townhome. But the approvals for that will be going forward in the spring. We hope that construction will start this summer, and we'll have more inventory of lots within the city and more opportunities for people to build and live. Because that's been one thing that has been a little bit troublesome for us, is taking a look at the lack of housing that has been constructed over the last couple of years. And a lot of it's been based upon the inventory that we have of lots. There's just not a lot of them in there. And yet we have not seen a lot of activity and discussions with people who want to create new subdivisions. So we're looking forward to this coming forward. We're hopeful that the pent-up demand that I think has been created over the last few years will be met by this development, and that there'll be potentially even more once the market has been shown to be successful in its accommodation of more single family homes. So those are a few things coming up.
And that goes a long way then also to drawing families into town. I know there's been an issue between both the city council and even the school board about say like flagging enrollment in the schools, and a development like this can really work to counteract that trend. Going around, as I'm thinking about things going on in Hastings, which is a very nice town, I don't live here myself, but I enjoy coming here. Do you see anything coming forward or on the horizon for the Target building at all?
Yeah, for the Target building itself, we continue to have conversations with the owners and the marketers of that, the real estate agents for that building, to get a better idea of what stumbling blocks would be there. In looking at that building, the good news is from a market standpoint, there has been various proposals for things to come in there. So it's not necessarily a situation in which the market for commercial development at that site in Hastings is a black hole or troublesome. I don't think that's the case. The difficulty on that property is there's certain restrictions that were placed on it by Target, which have permissions of neighboring property owners for anything to occur. And so any development possibility that comes forward must have the sign off from other people. And so other owners of property in the area have been somewhat hesitant to sign off because of what might be there or potential competition to what they have at present. And so we're working with the property owners surrounding them to come to some sort of agreement as to what would be acceptable. Because I think everyone recognizes that having a vacant 100,000 square foot building is not good for anybody, not good for the city, and certainly not good for neighboring retailers, because it pauses new leases to sign in when they see that a large facility like that could not be maintained. But the good news is the market is there. There has been proposals, very serious proposals of people coming in and wanting to reuse that site and or building for more retail type construction. So it's a matter of trying to find something that would fit with the neighboring business owners to sign off on and then to move forward on that. So we're very hopeful on that.
What kind of businesses have looked at it?
You know, in general retail type of businesses, I mean, they've looked at the building and the site. The building is challenging for the size of it. You just don't see a demand for that large of a building. We've looked at possibilities of a partial demolition of that building to accommodate uses, looked at the potential of demolishing the entire building and reusing the site. Another aspect of it is you have, you know, a very large parking lot, which people constructed for these type of facilities that really isn't necessary to be that large. So could there be other businesses, what we term outlots, constructed within the parking lot itself that would be, you know, closer to Highway 55? So all those things are being looked at.
It's kind of like what they did for the old Rainbow up in Cottage Grove. They tore it down to build that Hy-Vee, split that into a couple of different buildings, actually, and it's kind of worked there. They've got a couple more businesses that came into the other end down where Home Depot was, and that model seemed to work for that location.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another new thing that is just kind of popped up on Hastings development horizon is a proposal by Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church to parcel out their property for residential development. What is that looking like from the city perspective?
Yeah, Shepherd of the Valley, which is up on 4th Street near Whispering Lane, it's about a 4-acre site. They've got a church on the western half of it. Eastern half of it's pretty much vacant. They're looking to do is to sell off the eastern half of the property to a developer that could come in and build townhomes. The thought is, you know, potentially 12 townhomes that could be located on the property. In order to accommodate this, we went before our planning commission last week to look at rezoning of the property or changing the land use of the property. We had a public hearing which was well attended by the neighbors. The neighbors had some concerns about what might be developed there. And at this point, there's a desire by the church to sell it, but there's not a lot of concrete plans on what it could be. And so there was some hesitation from the public as to not having all that information. Planning Commission did recommend approval of it. That'll move forward to our council. Ultimately, what will happen with that, if the council approves the rezoning, it just changes the legal land use of the property. Any development that would come forward on that proposal would go through a similar process, public hearing, neighborhood notification, and review by our commission and council so that we could look at things more specifically.
And what I'd seen, I'd looked through some of that paperwork, the vision of the developer, I guess, is to construct residential housing in the same kind of style and what's already out there for some of those multifamily dwellings. I know also from reviewing some of the history of Shepherd of the Valley and the Redo Fitness there that there was kind of neighborhood concern about how that all developed. Has there been any feedback since they've opened up that gym there? Have any of the residents fed back and said, this is not working, or it didn't turn out the way we thought and it's okay?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything from the residents regarding the operation of the fitness facility within the building. You know, they had come forward a couple of years ago to rezone that property so that they could have a separate fitness business. That was denied with concerns from the neighborhood as far as, you know, how busy might this be.
Right.
What they're doing right now is it's part of the ministry of the church, so they have it open as part of their ministry. But, you know, I haven't had any comments back from the neighbors on that.
So the facility there is still operating, and it they seem like they're addressing at least the concerns that were brought forward and trying to run it in a way that's not disruptive to that community.
Right.
I suppose this is kind of an off-the-wall kind of question, but how are things developing in line with, say, like the 2040 comprehensive plan, and when do you start revisiting that? Because I know that's a constant update process also.
Sure. We went through, had a committee that worked on their comprehensive plan probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And what a comprehensive plan does, it lays out a future vision for us out to the year 2040. Essentially, where do we want to be? What does the city want to look like? Anything from parks, land use, roads, different city facilities. So we've completed a draft of that plan along with the help of our commissions and submitted that to Metropolitan Council, who is the authority that reviews these plans to make sure they fit within other things happening in the metropolitan area. So we're going through some of the comments on those plans right now and hope to have a finalized version of that very soon.
Okay. And of course, that also then, as things develop and we're looking at improvements in town, that brings us actually to the Highway 316 project, which I understand Representative Juergens is working very hard to try to get bonding for to get that going. Is there any update on that other than, you know, the MnDOT has put out that amazing video of what it's supposed to look like when it's done?
That's true.
But where are we at there?
You know, I don't know if I have any more updates on that other than we're seeking state assistance to help fund those improvements on there. When that project started out, it was a simple overlay project for 316. When the community met more with MnDOT and expressed our desire for changes to that from a safety and access standpoint, it became a much larger project. And to MnDOT's credit, they've been very helpful in accommodating that change and providing some good imagery and ideas of what this would look like. But we're trying to find the money to put this together.
I'm still impressed by when Representative Juergens brought the Capitol Committee to Hastings last fall, and they spent, I think it was a total of 5 minutes waiting to turn left onto 316.
Yep.
There's a good object lesson for all of you.
That's true. That was good timing.
Yes, it is. This is Community In-Depth. I'm sitting here with Hastings Community Development Director John Hinsman. We've got about a minute left. If people have questions or concerns, what's the best way to get those answered?
Sure. I'm always available by email or phone. Phone number is 651-480-2378. Stop on by at City Hall in the old courthouse building and email at jhinsman@hastingsmn.gov.
Excellent. This is Community In-Depth. I'd like to thank John for coming by today. It's been a pleasure having you. I hope to have you back soon. You're listening to KDWA Radio, AM 1460, FM 97.7 in Hastings.